Hello and welcome again to the Journey to Holiness, where you can gain the strength that you need to become more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. This is actually week 38 of your journey, and we're going to be talking this week about the principal anchor of holiness, where I'm encouraging you to omit anxiety by taking time to listen to inspirational music. Music soothes the soul and replenishes your spirit with hope and determination. It is going to be important for you to understand as we walk through this week's anchor of wholeness that you can take a moment to understand what it is that gives you hope and what it is that you can do to replenish your spirit. I'd like for you to really begin to do an introspection as you read Proverbs 15, verses 13 through 15. There you're going to find some key elements that's going to help you understand why there is value in merriment. When you look there in chapter 15, verse 13 through 15, it says that a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but a sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. But here it then lets us know that the heart of him that has understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. And most importantly, it says here, all the days of the affliction are evil, but he that is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Well, it's often noted that it is music that brings joy. In fact, it is called inspirational music because it provides for you strength and energy. You see, turning to positive sources like inspirational music brings joy, happiness, and determination. And it's important for you to know that when you fail to look for the peace, to gain joy, then what's going to happen? You're actually going to have yourself sink into a point of hopelessness. But when you're faced with troubling and discouraging situations, endeavor to search for the thing that's going to make you merry or happy. Now this is going to be very important to you as you get through this particular anchor of holiness, because it means that when you stay in a state of sorrowful thinking, you're going to then extend the period of time for you to cater to that broken spirit. But what I would like for you to do is to take a moment, as you get through this week, to feed your spirit with positive things. You will then get to the point that when you feed your spirit with positive things like inspirational music, you will starve despair and hopelessness. What is going to be really important for you is to determine what it is that you house in your spirit. When you house despair and brokenness, then you can only breathe that type of hopelessness in life. But when you begin to think about the reality is that you can, in fact, omit those anxieties by replacing anxieties with merriment, you're going to see that it's going to work really, really good for you. I encourage you to take time to listen to inspirational music because it becomes a bridge between you and your victory. You see, in many instances, music has a way of just capturing negative thoughts, and it replaces them with the power of praise. You're going to find that when you begin to praise God more, your problem seems to dissipate. Why, it might not happen overnight. It may not even happen at the moment you began to praise, but a persistent praise brings you to a point of fulfillment. And so as you are capturing those negative thoughts by replacing them with the power of praise, you are going to find that your anxiety dissipates. You're going to find that your soul is beginning to be replenished and that you now gain a spirit of hope and determination. It's going to be really important for you as you begin to look at Proverbs here. You want to make sure that in Proverbs chapter 15, you think about the fact that it is, in fact, a merry heart that maketh a cheerful countenance. So when you're down and it seems that everything is not going your way, just think about finding a way to make a merry, merry heart, because the Bible declares that that merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. And so the reality here is that you want to make sure that you spend time making sure that you have a merry heart. And the answer really comes to your ability to get into a point of praise. And very often, that point of praise comes from inspirational music. So remember, the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. Praise brings power, peace, and a positive outlook. So as you get through this next step of your anchor of holiness and on your journey to holiness, you want to remember that there's no time or place for anxieties. Anxieties and stress become strong enemies to your sense of determination and hope. You can do it. Why not, whenever you're overcome with the problem, take a moment to plug in some inspirational music and remember that the power of praise has the ability to bring us closer to God. Because, in fact, as it says, the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. So if you want power, then think praise. Spend time taking away your anxiety and then replacing it with the power of praise. And so as you begin to get through your week, as you begin to get through your next step in becoming whole, you can't omit your anxieties and replenish your spirit with hope and anxiety. And I challenge you to take a moment to replace some of your daily activities with actually a time of listening to inspirational music. You'll be blessed, and I know that you then will become more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. And so it's your hope, it is your determination, and it is your replenished spirit that is at stake here. Turn it over to the Lord in prayer and work with that inspiration of music, because prayer and praise bring power.